Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world. Welcome, everybody. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, we do this show because we care about people and we're trying to modify a system that is very difficult to deal with when you're elderly and disabled. And one of the worst things about this system, all the advocate groups that you have, let's clarify that, all the advocate groups that get money from the state and the federal government cannot really be real and true advocates because you're restricted. You know, I mean, how can you be a real advocate? Now, here's an example, one of the biggest to come along in a long time, I'm sorry to say. This business with the virus in the nursing homes. I found out today about this nursing home in, I believe it's Boren Hill, Brooklyn, where they had a, 100 people or more perished in that nursing home because Cuomo didn't get them out, didn't pay attention to us, didn't put the programs that are on into emergency mode and left them in there and brought people in, and the virus took its toll on people who are already not in good shape. So there you have a horrible example of not only the uncaring horror of a politician, but how about all the pendant living centers and all this nursing home transitional stuff where a lot of people don't even qualify for it, by the way. So much stupid criteria. And all these people who are supposed to be advocates, what did they do?
Pardon me, Frank?
What did they do about the fact that Cuomo left the people in the nursing home to die? How did they... They couldn't advocate for that. Because they get money from the state.
Yes.
They'd lose their job, or they'd close down the center and create another one and get some people who are going to keep their mouth shut.
That's
Hello?
Right. Hi.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I said there was a problem with getting in tonight. One more time, I've been trying since you called me. And I was trying to get in. It took a while again, about 15 minutes.
Well, you're here. That's the main thing.
Yeah. And Maureen just called in. She took a while to get in as well, it looks like. We've been having trouble.
So you have people who are supposed to be advocates, you know?
Yes.
And their hands are tied by the federal government, by the state government, preventing them from being real advocates. The state, you see, there should be a legal stipulation with the money.
Yes.
If the state's going to put up money for an advocate group, there should be a law that they have. They're not to interfere with the way that, unless the group does something criminal, that's different.
Yeah, that is different.
Not be allowed to interfere with the advocacy of that group.
You saw what happened to me today. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I was like, I have to be potential of getting into a nursing home to be eligible for that program. I'm like, I started to laugh at that situation. I was like, that doesn't make sense. I mean, if you
and that hangs over your head. That means
it does.
You get into the program, right?
Yeah.
And you get worse, you know, and they need and they want to stick you in a nursing home. They can because
they
the state is not going to pay for enough aids to keep you out.
Right.
That's what that means.
That's what I feel that it meant. She goes, oh, no, that means that we have to, you know, this is the program is meant to keep you out of a nursing home, not to put you in a nursing home. Uh-huh. I don't believe that. I'm sorry. I don't believe that if you paid me a lot of money to believe that.
How does it keep you out if you're eligible to go in?
No, she was saying that, she was saying it this way. You're eligible to get you out of the nursing home. You have to be eligible to go in the nursing home, which doesn't make sense to me. But anyway, maybe we have to have her on the show to have her explain
it. What about
know.
All the disabled people who, for one reason or another, are not eligible to go in the nursing home?
They don't.
They can rot.
Basically, yeah, basically. But no.
What
then,
good is
then
that?
Here's what I say to that situation. Then they'll eventually be eligible, and then they'll get the services. I think. I don't think that that should be. I think that it should be from get go. I think you should have it from the beginning. I think you should have it straight up. You should not have the ability to be placed, you know, without your, you know, at all into a nursing home. This should be, you know, taken down, and you should be comfortably in a home and have home, you know, care and have it done properly, not done where you're neglected. No, this is the end for that. No more. You know, I know
well,
what
they're helping to keep the nursing homes flourishing by this.
Yeah, I know. And also, I know what Anthony is saying as well. He has had experience with abusive home care as well. So we have to really, you know, take care that that doesn't happen either. So it is a lot of things that you have to, you know, be mindful of in this situation. And, yes, we would have to really, really, really investigate both ends. That's all when we do
the whole thing is like a double... A double standard.
Oh yeah, certainly is. Yeah. Certainly is.
The only criteria should be a person is disabled.
Yeah.
And they don't want to go into a nursing home.
Yes, that's true.
That should be it.
That's right.
You know, whether you're eligible or not.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Should have nothing to you don't want it.
That's right. That should be the only criteria. But guess what? That isn't the only criteria.
Yeah, but you see what happened here. If they didn't go along with this rule of the state, they wouldn't give them the program. Don't you get it?
That's right. That's right, I know.
So there it is.
See, but,
how can you be an advocate?
Have to
somebody
be
comes along who is not eligible for a nursing home, let's say, right?
Well, you have to be at risk to go into one. That's basically it. So that really bothers me in and of itself. If you're not at risk to go in one, then they can't consider you. That's
all right, so somebody
saying.
Comes along who's not at risk to go into a nursing home today.
Right.
So,
but they are like tomorrow, say.
Yeah, that means that they're not allowed to help that person.
That person, that's right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean, the person's still disabled.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And their condition can change at the drop of a hat and all that.
That's right.
You know, people
it
should be
almost
protected.
Like a will.
No matter what.
It should be almost like a will, in my opinion. You should say, oh, listen, I don't want this. And then you put it down, and that's what you get. That's my opinion. You should have the ability to say, I don't want this, and you get like it written down, and it's like a will almost.
They don't want to promote getting rid of the nursing homes. That's why they have this.
Oh yeah.
That's what it's about. Now, how can a person be an advocate if you know, if they're getting money from the state, and they want to help this person, mm-hmm. who's not eligible currently for the nursing home,
mm-hmm. yeah,
how can you be an advocate for that person?
Yeah,
you can't help yeah. them.
No.
You know, unless you go out of your way and try on the weekend to raise money and put it into you can't even put it into a fund for them because they'll lose part of their disability.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that'll work is our idea.
Oh yeah.
Which has nothing to do with the state.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know. And the state won't furnish enough help for the person to stay out
yeah.
of the nursing home or not to get put in.
Yeah.
If you had a fund that would pay for that help,
yeah.
see, that's a whole other ballgame.
That's the truth.
And by the way, I want to thank Senator Phil Boyle
mm-hmm.
from Long Island for... talking with me today, and we're going to be at his idea. We're going to be setting up a meeting after the election. He likes the idea that we've come up with to utilize caretakers who are already certified and trained to help people, you know, to pitch in with extra hours and be compensated
yeah.
by a fund that would be set up and administered by Inner Sight or you know, whatever agencies have decided. But I want to...
I prefer Inner Sight because we have the idea. We know what we want to do. We want to set this up properly.
Yeah, it should be Inner Sight, yeah.
Yeah, it should be.
That's what Olga Murray agreed with that, so...
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But I want to acknowledge Phil, and I want to acknowledge... Alexis Weick, who is running
yeah.
for the Republican Senate here in New York State.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
And people who, you know,
those are the people
seem like
who
they
have
really,
they
really
they have
care
thoughts.
To
yeah.
try to make a difference. Now, this idea
yeah.
we have doesn't increase taxes.
Yeah.
It's a private fund that would be set up, fundraiser.
Yeah.
Get it through fundraisers, and we would be able
yeah,
to help people.
It lowers taxes, you know.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Yeah, it would lower
if,
taxes.
Yeah. It would because there wouldn't be any additional
nursing
spending.
Homes. You know, and the nursing homes
part
don't
of the
think
state.
That they would lose money. They think that they would lose money. They could take their nursing homes and do what they want with them, even convert them into housing. There's such a need for disabled housing out there. It's not funny. There really is a very high need for disabled housing. They could take those, you know, units and make them into disabled housing. They could even make them into, you know, and since there's going to be a lot of COVID cases, they can make them into COVID places until people get better. They could do whatever they want with them, you know. But right now, people need apartments to be properly, you know, vetted and put into, you know, proper, you know, places for them to live. I mean, this
people
is
should
not,
be in their own home,
right? Exactly.
Is what
like an apartment if they want
the
in their own
is.
Home, whatever they want. Whatever they feel more comfortable. If they like a private home, make it a private home. If they like an apartment, they like to go in an apartment-style house, put them in an apartment-style house. Whatever it is, whatever they like, let them go into. Some people don't like the fact that they have to cut their lawn or they want to, you know, they like that, you know, that way. They'd rather be in an apartment-style house. Then you give them an apartment-style house and let the maintenance do that. Some people like it the other way around. They'd rather hire somebody and have their lawn cut. Oh, jeez, my stupid.
And I want to thank Andy from the Republican, local Republican Club. For helping with all this and
yeah, that's right.
reaching out to people.
Yeah.
So this meeting is going to be set up after the election. We'll keep everybody posted.
Yeah.
and we'll let you know how we're going to go forward. But it's I think it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know, to have a fund provided if the state won't pay for it, instead of fighting them and going to court and you know, all that stuff, we'll pay for it.
That's right.
You know, and keep the person out.
Yeah.
Get them out.
Yeah.
And if people are there to help you, then you don't have to go into a nursing home.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're sick, you know, God forbid, people go to a hospital. But that's different than a nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And when you're in the hospital, here's the other thing. You won't lose your eligibility for this funding.
Yeah, and the other thing is,
come out, if we have the money, it'll be there.
No, you know what? Also, when you're in the hospital, you should have access to your own aid. That's the other thing that we need to change and make sure it stays that way. Because that's something that always has been taken away once you get into the hospital.
Oh, we may be able to compensate people
who
want to go into the hospital to help the person, too.
Yeah, yeah. People
Why
need
not?
To have access to it. Yeah.
The money is there for that.
I remember somebody had a problem, and you know, he passed on. He had a problem. He had to get higher people to get there and pay from his own disability, and then he didn't have enough to the end of the month because he didn't have enough people. They had to put him in ICU just for him to get fed. Just for him to get fed. I never forget that. And I promised him that I would take care of it, and that's a dead man. You know, I promised a dead man that I would take care of it, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to make it my, you know, my wish to make sure I take care of that. And I'm going to make sure I do. You know, I'm not going to,
well, that's another,
you know,
reason
leave that
I
alone.
Want to set the fund up.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm
not fooling
around
with that. Yeah.
Name it the Cruise Fund.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
Inner Sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East, thekitarescue.org. Tom Driven, New Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. And check it out. Great dogs, service dogs, just pet dogs, companions. Get the right one.
Yes.
All right. Inner Sight reminds you. Watch out for all the beautiful children. Corey, Avante, little Tommy. Ollie Campbell, all the others.
All of them.
And those, of course, still with us.
Yeah.
Take care of them. Watch over them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Saying.
Make sure that they're treated well, and, you know, make sure people are, you know, taking care of the system and making sure that the system is doing right by these children. That's the biggest problem right now.
Yeah. No, this horrible governor we have. By the way, once again, Inner Sight calls for the resignation of Andy Cuomo. He should resign. And the money from that book he wrote should go to people who he left in the nursing home who, by God's grace, are still alive to get him out.
Right.
That's where that money should go.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he's doing with the money from that book, but I know where it should go.
Yeah.
But he should step down for deserting thousands of people like that.
And he
A good
says,
governor doesn't
this is what,
do that.
Yeah, I know. He said he keeps saying that this is what bothers me, and if he has all the proof, okay, he should have shown the proof all to the, you know, the press, shown the proof that, here, this is what I got when I was, you know, given all the, from the federal government. The federal government gave me this. And he should have shown it. But I didn't see any of that. I didn't see any
proof of what?
That the federal government required him to send that letter. I didn't see any of that letter, you know, the proof that he was required to send that letter to the nursing homes to, you know, send those 4,500 people over to the nursing homes and infect all the nursing home people. I didn't see that.
I don't know about that. The governors have leeway in their state.
Yeah.
You know, that's
to my knowledge.
Proof. That's
there
the
no
law.
Proof. Yeah, there was no proof.
You know,
proof,
the president.
Frank.
The president can direct them to do something, but that doesn't mean they have to do it.
That's right. They could say and they
he
could
should
say,
have
listen.
Activated those programs.
Or he should have just said, "Listen, I don't care what you say. I'm not doing it. Period. Simple." That would be killing these people.
Yeah, you can't fire a governor. He's an elected official. Why didn't he?
That's right. He could have just easily
like
said,
that.
"Listen, this is going to kill all these people. What, you know, this is crazy. This is going to kill all these people." He could have easily said that, you know, and taken action that way.
All right, Inner Sight.
I'm sorry.
Brought to you by. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Yeah, well, the only thing I'm thinking, the only reason why he didn't do that is I'm thinking it would have cut off the Medicaid funding for all those people. But yet, I don't know if that was the case or not. I don't know.
Nah,
that's something
I don't think that would have happened. The state controls the Medicaid.
No, but
Medicare
I'm saying...
Medicare comes from the feds, but the state... You know,
yeah, I meant the Medicare funding. The Medicare funding is what I'm saying. Because they were talking about CMS and how it was directed by CMS. I was reading it today, actually. Rereading it today, actually.
He should have protected those people at all
yes,
costs.
Yes, he should have. Yes,
you know,
he should have.
Even if it
he
was the case, you know.
Yeah.
He should have gotten his friends. Should have taken an example from his dad, when his dad helped me and the service dog schools wouldn't service me. He went and got his friends, you know. So there's no excuse to leave those people in there to die. It's horrible.
Yeah, and there's no excuse for him
to do
what he did. I mean, I just don't get, I have to ask why you did what you did. That's what I want to do. Why did you do what you did? That's all. I want to know. I don't get it. I just don't.
Well, a lot of people like that. They just don't care. They're just callous people, and they figure these people are going to die anyway. So.
Yeah, but that just, no. That's like, you know, I hate to say it. I'm going to say it. It's like the Nazis. It's like the Nazis. Let's just get rid of these people. That's it. That's horrible.
All right, Inside brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Mr. Kennedy, you need dog food, cat food, call Nobody Starves on Long Island. And my friend Gary, 631-484-3085. And if you mention to him that you're disabled, he'll... try and make arrangements to get you the food, bring it to you. All right, 484-3085-631 on the Nobody Starves on Long Island. Around the world, Inner Sight, and we better do the ABLE news.
Okay. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has that personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right, as we've been telling you, it's Guide Dog Month. Don't forget to sign our petition. We want to license the schools, give people rights.
Yeah.
Now, there's another area.
Yeah.
You know, who advocates for a blind person who's denied a guide dog?
Nobody.
And then if you learn to train the dog on your own, they cut off the medical that the animal medical provides in New York City. But where do you go other than inner sight, of course?
Mm-hmm.
There's no law, there's no advocacy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, all the people who work for the independent living, many of them are afraid, many of them have service dogs, they're afraid to advocate because they don't want to get in bed with the school. It's a real dictatorship type situation.
I think it's
so
actually
there's a situation where you don't even have state involvement, and there should be. These schools should be licensed.
Oh yeah.
So in a sense, that can be a lot worse.
It is worse. Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight informs people. By the way, if you want to call in here, 213-816-1650. And we don't believe that an advocate's hands should be tied by the government. The government. There should be no strings attached.
No restriction.
To that money when it comes to advocacy.
That's right. Or restrictions to what you can do with that money either. You should be able to have full access to the money, and you should have the enforcement power with that money to be able to do what you want. Because if you have the money and you can't do what you want,
well, you got to use it for the purpose of which it's intended. You can't do what you want.
Yeah, of course. You should have full enforcement power with that money. You should have what it's intended for. You should have everything. You know, you should have all your ducks in line. You should have the ability to do what you need to do to help people, period. Done deal.
I mean, I remember a few years ago when I spoke with Joe Delgado from Independent Living here, and he told me, he said, we were talking about the housing situation where so many disabled people are homeless in shelters, and he told me, I got a ton of money from housing, from Washington, he said, and I can't do anything with it because it's all restricted.
Yeah.
It all has to be dealt with
in the
way they designate.
Want it.
So there's an example of people's hands being tied.
Yeah.
And now you got to work around this. And if you don't use that money, I think you told me if you don't use it in a certain amount of time, you have to give it back.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. Anybody on the line?
Hold on, let me look. Hold on. I don't know where that came from.
All right,
from.
Inner Sight.
All right, hang
at 213-816-1650.
Bear with me, Frank. I don't know why that came up. Weird, crazy dashboard came up, so bear with me. It's not normal.
And talking tonight about how advocates should not be restricted.
That's very true.
In helping a person.
Yes, we have a full, a lot of people waiting.
All right, so who we got online?
Louis and Maureen only.
Oh, all right. Well, let's take Louis' call. We missed it.
Yes.
The other night.
So. Yeah, here's Louis.
All right, Louis Rivera on Inner Sight.
Hello.
Alive. Hello. Hey.
Hey, Lou.
Oh no! Wait a minute. I thought it was Friday Night Frolics. Or maybe made a mistake. Uh-oh.
You know
I thought
it's
it was
not
Friday.
Friday.
Then, Follicks, but today is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Okay, call back. No. You have to announce the show, though.
Yeah.
Well, you can promote
anyway,
the show.
Anyway, we got tonight's topic.
Oh,
tonight we're talking
that.
About how people could be better advocates if the government didn't stop you, you know?
Yeah. There's rules, and there should, in certain
yeah,
rules,
I know.
You know, that they have to open it up a little more, you know, Lou? You know, make it
yeah.
a little easier. Make it easier for, you know, the advocate to work for the person, you know?
Yeah. Hey, I got your dog with me, Frank Perino. Is at my house.
Oh, all right. What kind of dog you got?
Charabel.
Oh,
Charabel, okay.
Hey,
you got
dog.
Juno.
I'm wondering where she went.
She's at Nine Roy Road, Brentwood.
Oh, you did a switch.
Brentwood,
that's
yeah,
what
that's
did. It. He did a switch.
Oh, Frank. I, Frank, you know, I got the wrong dog.
No.
Oh.
So send it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wrong dog, right show.
There you go.
Yeah. That's okay, Frank. I got Juno, the dog.
Oh,
yeah.
You got Juno back now?
I won't go nowhere with your dog. I won't do that.
Oh, I know you won't. Frank
You're
will
funny,
come back
Louis.
And get it.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I
so,
know.
Friday
uh-huh.
night. Tell everybody about Friday night. Go ahead.
Ready, guys?
Yeah.
Ready.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rosanna Dana. Be sure you're telling Friday on Blog Talk Radio. It's the Follies. From 8 to 9 o'clock on a Friday night, don't forget, we're going to have a good time. I'm going to do an interview of friendly philosopher, Jackie Gleason's Honeymooners, Lauren and Hardy, Sanford's Son, and Louie Lovejobs and Pat Cooper, all lined up waiting.
Okay.
All
Pat
right,
Cooper,
Friday night, 8
Cooper.
To 9.
All right.
On the funny.
It's 8 tonight, folks. Don't forget.
Yeah, right.
Lauren Hardy go to college.
No.
Yeah,
wow, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Go to what college?
Yeah, exactly, Lou.
College of Hard Knocks.
Exactly.
Did
yeah.
you go to college? Well, of course I did.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I'm dreaming about Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
Well,
how did
college.
You go to college? Well, I went in the front door and went out the back. Oh, shut up.
And I got lipstick and my perfume wearing it.
Oh.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, Friday
night,
don't
forget.
I went to college
and got my degree.
Yeah. Don't forget, guys, we're Friday Night Frolics from 8 to 9 on the Block Talk Radio on Intersight.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Lou. Thank
Louie
you.
Louie will be with us. We'll get him to do
yeah.
a song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thing.
Among other things.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Lou,
I'm
thanks
so
for calling
young
in.
And you're so old. This, my darling, I've
oh,
been
you know
told. Hello?
Yeah.
I don't care does what they say, because forever I will pray. You and I be as free as the birds fly in the trees and all that stuff.
Yeah,
all that
yeah.
stuff? Oh, okay. Okay.
Paul Anka.
Paul Anka.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to do that for you
Save
Friday.
That for
okay.
all the
okay.
girls named Diane will be running after you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm
going to
have my sangria watch TV.
Okay, enjoy
yeah.
your sangria. On the rock?
We'll see you Friday.
All right, Lou. We'll see you Friday.
You got a sweet voice, Suzanne.
Oh, thank you, Lou. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Best of love,
yeah.
I love you too, Lou. Take care.
And
okay.
Around the world. Let's see if we can get. We still have Maureen?
Yeah, hold on. Let me just mute Lou if it lets me.
Maureen from Queens.
This
nursing home advocate.
I don't know what's going on here. Lou, can you hang up a sec? Because the board is not working. I don't know why.
All right. 213-816-1650. You want to talk about advocates? What your opinion is? And
now it works.
How the system
okay.
can improve.
I'm going to get Maureen in. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, get Maureen.
Okay.
She's still there.
Yeah, she comes. Yeah, she's there. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, guys.
How
are
you doing, sweetheart?
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Well, I've had quite a day.
Yeah,
we
I know.
Were just
I
talking
heard earlier.
Yeah, I know. You were talking just now about Bill Delgado and the housing situation, Frank?
Yeah.
Well, I was on like 1.5 hours to 2 hours today. I lost track of time.
The housing, yeah.
With the Housing Connects guy. He was setting up, you know, so I could get the application and blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. Which this is another stupid thing. Like, my mom and I together have 34,604, and we're going to get $20 each more next year. So we have like $39. You have to make within like we were a little off, but we have
mm-hmm.
enough money, more than enough, to pay the rent. That would be $1,070. So you know
mm-hmm.
these stupid rules and regulations and restrictions,
yeah.
like you say, it's just so plain stupid. It should
yeah,
be
yeah.
based on if you can pay the rent each month. You know?
Yeah.
Mm. That's what it should really be based on, you know? And
I know.
And
they have certain
all
percentages. I'm sorry,
Susan?
They have certain percentages that they work with. I know
yeah.
when I was when I was applying for an apartment, when it was in, I think it was in Farmingville, not Farmingdale
mm-hmm.
where I live now, when I was, you mm-hmm. know, in Farmingville, and they had a whole percentage. You had to, you know,
mm-hmm.
live within this, it's like a calculation, and you had to be within that calculation if you were applying for a low-income housing. Yeah.
It's just so ridiculous, you know?
Yeah,
I know.
Why do they make it
the
hard?
Rules
what I want to know.
Yeah.
mm-hmm.
And then, of course, all because I'm handicapped, and I had to go
yeah.
get my neighbor to see my text message that was sent because I can't read it myself.
Yeah, I
locked myself out. So the the Housing Connects call cost me $103.43.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
oh,
because
my.
I'm handicapped and my phone doesn't, you know, it doesn't read it out loud to me. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't have a computer to be doing the application in the first place. So I'm just so totally disgusted with everything, really, you know. I just want to try.
Why don't you come by me and I'll help you? Seriously.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Susan.
I'm serious
that
about
good.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll try.
Yeah, but it's hard for her to get there. How's she gonna get there?
I was just
gonna
say. Then I have to take Accessoride and change to Able.
No, it's not gonna help. I have
much.
A train station. I have a train station right next to me. Do you know where
I can't?
But that's
trains.
Not gonna help
I
much. You have to go all the way there.
Do
and
trains. I don't even
I
do trains
go.
Here.
No. I can bring her from there. To my house, which is like a block away. Literally.
Mm.
We could walk
I don't take the train,
to
though, Suzanne.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
I don't,
Yeah.
No, I can't. I don't go near, you know,
good.
I just can't do it. I just
the commission
the
for the blind should give you, the commission for the blind should give you an aid to help
tell
you get
you
this
that.
Damn apartment. That's what
yeah.
should happen.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Daily.
I know.
Daily.
Until you get
they don't do a damn ass thing.
Oh, I know.
Call
oh, no,
up.
No.
Call
I mean,
them.
It's just what you go through, and you have to have credit checks. And, well, I don't happen to have credit. I mean, you know, I can pay the rent each month, like I say. I've never missed it. I've been on time. That should be all that matters. But, of course, other people ruin it for other people. That's, you know, why you need all this anymore, you know?
Yeah. I'm wondering
it's
if
like
there's some senior citizen group, since you're older than me, that would help you as opposed to any of the other stuff. I mean, I'm curious, you know, that might help you as opposed to any of that. I mean, I'm grasping at straws now. real
mm-hmm.
good. You know,
yeah, because this housing thing, there's a certain amount that's set aside for, like, mobility and a certain amount that's set aside for the blind. So they should have no problem with giving handicapped people an apartment. You know what I mean? That should be no problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like other people, mm-hmm. you know, they don't want to know from handicapped, you know, even though you fill out a thing that's, you sign it that's got the whole list of all the crap that they don't pay attention to anyway, how they're discriminating against handicapped people and all, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know.
Oh,
and that governor, how he can put his head down at night and say he sleeps well, you know, he puts his head on the pillow. And, you know, today I called.
I was reading that stupid thing. Remember, we were looking at it together, that piece of paper. This was a different piece of paper. Remember that other piece of paper? And he was saying that it was coming from federal.
Europe.
And it was partially coming from the federal, but some of it was coming from him. I just don't know. I can't see it too well to really get all of the details and nitty-gritty details.
You know, at first he was saying everything the president was. Then he switched.
Right.
He's the one that put that mandate in on March 25th.
Exactly.
I know he still needed it, but people have copies. He can't deny it.
Right.
There were even Democrats that wanted him to have a full report.
Right,
as to why he did that. Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because what he did is he made up his own one that was separate from the one that came from the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Management. Right. He made a separate one. And he said you should do blah, 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 blah. He didn't have to do that.
And then
he didn't have to do that.
And then he got his little blue buddies, the Smurfs around here, the other blue governors and all, to go along with him.
Right.
You know, he got about seven other governors around this area in the blue states to go along with him. He's the one. He can deny it all he wants. He is the one, and everybody knows it. We're not stupid, although he talks to everybody like we are. You know,
you know what?
If it was mandated by the federal government, and that's, if that's true, why didn't he go to court to stop that and say, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to get these people out.
That's what he should have done.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he should have done. You're right. You are right.
He's full of crap.
Yeah.
Well, today I finally got one social worker, and I said, how many people there? Oh, we can't give you that information. I said, I don't want to know who they are. I just want to know how many there are. Oh, we can't do it. It's a law. I said, well, that's ridiculous. Oh, well, the Governor Cuomo. I said, well, that's why it's so ridiculous. It's from Governor Cuomo. I mean, really, don't we have the right to know how many people? Plus, it's the staff that's bringing it in.
That's right.
Even the other nursing home, who I keep in touch with people, that's who's bringing it in, the staff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is the staff. You know, it is the most annoying thing in just all around. If you, you know, I get really annoyed when I see that. Mm. When I see that, you know, it is. Whenever my mom had that same issue, and it was definitely the staff.
So tomorrow I'm going to be tested again because I finally got a call from the lady who's the liaison between the patients and families and the nursing home. She calls going out five, I think, and she goes, Maureen, has anybody gotten back to you? I said no. She said, well, I was out the last 2 days, but she said, I got your message. She said, we're going to start the calls between you and your mom again.
Well,
I mean, this is ridiculous. We can't talk to each other. We can't see each other. We can't be with you. It's like hell. This has been an entire waste of a year, practically.
I like the fact that
we missed...
only has... Oh, I'm sorry, continue.
We missed Mother's Day. We missed both our birthdays. I know we're going to miss Thanksgiving. It's only coming up in a few weeks. And we'll probably miss Christmas.
Probably. I know.
The two Stunads upstate will be with their mother and everything, you know, the two brother goofballs. I hear they had a comedy routine the other night about the mask wearing, and I think somebody said, I didn't hear it. I try not to listen to them as much as possible. About the thing being put up your nose or something. I don't know. They can make jokes out of it. They can write books about it. And people are suffering and dying at their expense.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they have letters from the people in the building of the brother, Fredo, that he doesn't wear the mask.
Oh,
but
really?
How come we all have to wear the mask, but they don't have to? No, it's just...
That's crazy.
I mean, lots of people can't breathe with those damn masks.
I have trouble breathing, and I very much so, and I, you know, that's the, you know, and I wear it. I have a lot of trouble breathing, but I wear it because I don't want to get sick.
Me too. Well, I wear it, and sometimes I put it down when I'm not around, you know, because you can't breathe, and I'm not killing myself either for what might be political even. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
First,
well,
you're told not to wear the mask.
Where I don't see anybody, and I breathe. Mm-hmm. I try to breathe. I really do.
Yeah. That's what you have to do because you can't. We can't. We were not born to have something covering our nose and mouth.
Yeah.
We
were
not born for that. We should not be
Maureen,
breathing in our
we're
own.
Talking tonight,
whatever.
Talking tonight about about how these agencies who are supposed to be advocates are having their hands tied by the government. And a big example of that, I mentioned in the beginning, with all these independent living centers who have been fighting to empty out the nursing homes, when they when they saw Cuomo bring people in who were infected and all that, they couldn't do anything about it.
Nope.
Because they get money from the state.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't protest all these people and try to stop Cuomo from doing it.
They should have.
Because the state would have cut off their money.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not
That's what it's
being allowed
me.
To be advocates.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And people like you and your mom and thousands of others
My mom.
Were the victims of that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Myself. Yeah.
Even my mom with the mask, because when I spoke to her a few weeks ago, I said to her, how are you doing? She said, oh, I'm doing all right today. Yesterday, I didn't think I was going to make it. I said, why, what happened yesterday? Well, I had that mask on. They were cleaning the room, and I guess they put them in the hall, and they put the mask on.
Oh.
But it's hard for the patients to breathe with them.
That's right.
I mean, she's 85. She's not used to having something covering her nose and mouth.
Well, maybe they should have moved her to another area completely so she didn't have to breathe with that on her mouth, you know?
Yeah, they put them all out in the hall while they clean the room. They're not going to go through a lot of stuff, you know.
That's terrible.
You know, she's really not going to do that, you know?
No.
It's just horrible. It is just, that's why we have to work on getting things changed and do what we can.
This is ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else to describe it as, but ridiculous. Yeah.
And when I see all these protesters out and about and setting things on fire and looting, and that doesn't help the situation that they're, protesting about.
And there are nursing homes. I'm sorry, continue.
No, they can be out in rows and together and not social distancing and not all wearing masks, but we can't see our loved ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. There are nursing homes in other countries, too, which makes it really absolutely, you know, all over the world they have this.
Mm.
And it just, if we could get this established and really working very nice within the United States, I could see this going everywhere. I really can.
Mm.
You know, it just it just bothers me that this hasn't been taken care of and worked on and, you know, lovingly done, you know, within the United States, and we as an example to show the world that, hey, this is something that people can do and get done, you know, for people. I don't know.
Well, nothing's done lovingly here because things are done here with the dollar sign in mind. That's the whole problem.
Yeah, I know. People want to just, you know, take things away right now and not, you know, help anybody. And they're very selfish right now. Very, very selfish. I don't know if anybody...
Let me remind everyone, television, tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock. Tonight, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, And tomorrow night, 7:30, Altice, Long Island local, all over the island. That's the inner site the programming on the television. Yeah, so Maureen, where do you stand now with an apartment?
Actually, nowhere. The one on 108th Street, he gave to somebody else.
Yeah, sold.
And the housing connects. We have to start all over because I didn't get the six-digit number. He said it was his computer. Well, the first time we put it in, I got the kid upstairs. It was too late by the time I got him. But the second time, the guy said it was his computer. Something, it wasn't working right all day, so now we're going to have to
do it again.
Go through it again.
What is this
so
housing connect? How does that work?
It's like a lottery. You put in applications, and then if you're, you know, yours comes up, you get the apartment, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, he gave me some HUD addresses, too. Three of them in Queens and three on Staten Island to check out. But I don't know if they accept my mom since she's got the Hoyer. That's another thing I have to look into, you know, the HUD and all, you know.
Maybe
so do they have housing available?
These three, I guess, that he gave me do. I have to call them and find out. I have to. It was getting late, and then I was locked out, so I'll have to give them calls, you know?
Give it a chance like I told you. Sometimes it'll drop off overnight because if he punched it in wrong, okay, let him try the same password, okay? I'm thinking he locked you out, okay? He locked you out by typing in the password wrong, okay? Or even
well, now
keeping
the password
caps lock on.
And all is that where we have the six-digit number to check from the password?
Yeah, he has to check it again. If he checks it again and lets it go through, probably you'll be able to log in tomorrow. If not, you're probably going to have to set it up properly again tomorrow. But that won't be such a big deal, okay? He'll set it up and it'll be okay. But most likely it'll drop off overnight and you'll be able to do it tomorrow. That's usually the way those systems work. If not,
can you read it? Maureen, can you read it?
No,
can
I have to get the kid upstairs again if he's around.
She can't read it.
No, I know. I wish I could do it and help her, really. You know how quickly I would help you.
No. Well, unless I go to Alice.
Well, how does she send it to you? Can she send it to you and you can read it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it came in on my phone as the text message, you know. And not only can I
numbers,
read it, but
those are just the numbers. You need to be able to get the application so I could work on the applications and all that for you. That's going to be a pain in the butt for you.
Yeah, he couldn't
go
any further since the six-digit numbers weren't coming up.
Yeah,
he couldn't even go any further.
Well, who is
this
guy who came to help? Did he come there or did you talk to him on the phone?
No, on the phone. It's all on the phone.
Yeah.
He was doing it on
Well, why don't he do the same application for you when you got him on the phone?
Yes.
Well, that's what he was trying to do. That's what. Because he has to set up he has to set up an email account on his end for me because I don't have, you know, a computer or anything. And everything was
going
smoothly.
Yeah, so let him do the application. Get him on the phone and say, hey, look, I can't read this, you know.
Right.
Well, that's what he was trying to do, but he can't get the application until he fills out all this other gunk. You can do it by mail, but that's going to take longer, you know.
Yeah, well, let him get the information he needs. And then I would put it on them, especially after what they did to you.
He's got it all. He just couldn't go any further for the application because these six numbers weren't right. So unless I go to Alice's,
you know what the problem is? I think it's not. You know what it is? It's timing. Okay, somebody needs to get the numbers in a timely manner. Okay, by the time you run upstairs, okay. and the text is sent to you, what you need to do is go upstairs, okay, or wherever you need to go, okay, to get it read, and then have him tell him, wait till I get to the location. Give me at least 5 minutes before you send the number. That's the problem. He sends the number, and then by the time you get up there, the code is expired, and that's why it's not working. I guarantee
you. Yeah, but the second time,
money.
Okay, the first time that probably happened, but not the second time. We did it quick because the kid came down immediately when he did it. Now, my roommate's
right.
not here this week, so or else he could
right.
help. But
right.
So,
but
how can I depend?
That's what happened the second time too. Hmm. It was locked. It was locked. That's the problem. So by tomorrow, what will happen? I'm very good with computers. I used to, you know, and I still have that in me. I can actually do that, you know, and probably go online and do that still. So what you need to do is probably go and, you know, do that again and have, you know, him reset that particular code, have somebody be there, you know, and get the code, read the code. That's all.
I don't even.
Sounds
I mean,
very
I don't
complicated
know kid,
to me.
I don't know if this kid's going to be around
code,
even. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do I know this kid's going to be here even? You know what I mean?
That's another issue. You know
Maureen,
what I mean? It was love today,
can you just,
but
Maureen, give this guy the information. Let him put it in the computer, and then let him find out if there's an apartment available. Simple as that. Why can't you
do
that?
Yeah, well, he did that, but he can't get the application. He can't go that far until the 6 digits are in. That's what he was trying to do.
You know what he needs? He can use his phone. Why can't he use his own phone instead of using your phone? Because he could see it. I've done that with people and helped them that way. I did that with Joe whenever I helped him. Or Frank.
No.
I use my own phone.
They make it
Seriously.
So damn complicated, and
they
that's
make
what we're
it
talking
complicated.
About.
Yeah.
Well,
if I
that's why they can't be advocates. They got to follow a certain way.
Yeah, they don't have
the
to.
Way
and
of
they
the
could
person.
Always change your phone. Do you know, I'm sorry, Frank. When I helped you out set up GoFundMe, I used my phone and then I changed it to yours, remember? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Why couldn't they do
it's
that?
Just, you know, I have to make sure people are around at a certain time.
Yeah,
I, you know,
exactly.
It's going to be hard. I
no,
can't
put it on him.
Put it on him. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Say, listen, they jerked my mother around for 4 years, had her on the wrong program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to I want you to do this. You do it.
Tell him.
Don't put
tell
this
him.
On
yeah.
me.
That's right.
What
I
would tell a son of a bitch.
Yeah, I would.
They owe you, man.
I really would. I really
and of
would
course,
too.
Everything's on the website. You can't just call up and ask for anything with a live person. Everything is on. You have to go through the computer to do everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy too. Whatever happened? You call up. Is there an apartment available?
And
you
just
can
went.
I come down and see it?
See it. That's it.
Right. No,
whatever
you can't do that
to
anymore. Can't do that. Can't do
no,
that anymore.
Frank.
That's the
nope.
thing of the past.
Everything
that's
is gone. All the floor plans and everything, Frank, are online. And I, when I was
yeah,
describing
well, that,
things to Maureen,
that's why
online.
People can't be a good advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And well, not only that,
that's why
you can't
I
be a good advocate. You can't find just a basic place to live, Frank. Just a basic place to live. Everything's online.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's even the credit check thing. I got a phone number, so I thought, okay, I'll call and see if they could tell me if I have any credit. No,
don't give up,
was Maureen. A bazillion questions.
Put it
no,
on
don't.
Them. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Let them look it up.
I
yeah. I know.
All right,
so
inside, we
got to
get out of here.
$103.43 call for today. Oh,
yeah.
God.
We'll be with you.
Well, don't worry, man. I'll help you if you ever need it.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, guys.
You're
we'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. The phone number is 631-224-3090. Once again, I want to thank the Republican club here.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget to vote for Senator Boyle and Alexis Wyke. And we're going to try to get this program off the ground to get people out of the nursing homes, have the extra money. That the state won't pay.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yep.
We're working on it. Inner Sight around the world. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll be with you tomorrow. Tomorrow night, subject to be announced. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.